Saga Egmont presents The Things We Leave Behind by Cecilia Sjögren, translated from Swedish and read by Sophia Engstrand. Prologue. Majorca, 1 month earlier. She had suspected it would happen eventually, that the truth would one day seep out, spreading into a stain. Yet she had clung to the lie, pretending no one would ever know. The various strands of her life, carefully woven and pulled taut, had hidden her secret, a deceptive sense of safety. His visit yesterday had changed everything. Señora Orieda stubbed out her cigarette directly onto the windowsill and pulled her stained painter's smock tighter around her thin frame. With a nervous glance, she peered through the small ventilation window into the garden. Beyond the handmade dry stone wall, thick with bougainvillea, the pines spread their immense crowns over the neighbourhood. Proud, upright trees lining the fashionable Avinguda de la Rosigada. Such a contrast to the stunted, wind-bent pines of her childhood in Sweden. The thought of home made her hand tremble. Mechanically, she ran her fingers through her greying hair, the smudges of reddish-yellow paint still clinging to her skin, a reminder of her morning's work. Her gaze wandered aimlessly. On the far side of the street, the Mediterranean shimmered in the evening light. The air was saturated with the scent of salt and pine. She loved to stand here and look at all that had become her world. The citrus and almond trees at the heart of the garden, the hibiscus and lavender spilling over the limestone border of the flowerbed, and the pristine white villa, its broad patio nestled beneath generous arches. Today she had closed the shutters behind those arches to block out the relentless heat. She stifled a yawn. She'd risen early, well before the sun had crested the jagged Tramontana mountains. Unable to sleep, she had stood in the patio doorway to wait. Waiting because she had chosen to stay. Chosen to finally speak, if that even counted as a choice. In truth, she saw no other way out. Now, evening was closing in, and he still hadn't arrived. Perhaps he'd changed his mind after all. She let her eyes drift back to the street. The neighbourhood was deserted in its startling beauty. She hadn't seen her neighbours all day. Perhaps they were hiding from the heat, or perhaps they simply weren't there. Well-to-do foreigners often vanished when the crowds of tourists and the summer sun pressed in, a convenient chance to escape whichever they wished to leave behind. Not even Sergio, who helped her with the house, had been around today. He'd promised to finish taking the outer wall down on the patio, but it seemed something else had come up. Damn Spaniard, she thought. For despite her almost 70 years on the island, she still found it hard to understand that an appointment was hardly a promise. She had needed his presence as a distraction today, to counter the nervousness that was now eating her from within. Slowly, Señora Orieda ran her hand over the worn oilcloth-covered notebook, stained with soot and life itself. Here was the story, the one at long last she was forced to tell. Carefully, she laid the notebook down on the rough relief table next to the window. The thin fingers of her hand followed the mosaic of the tabletop, azure blue against the sand-coloured terracotta. A half-full bottle of Cava sat on the table, the label proudly adorned with one of her own artworks. Local wine, local artist. The crowning glory of an impressive output. At 85, she still managed to support herself through her painting. But what she had created this morning would never sell. With trembling hands, she'd let the colours flow over the whitewashed wall. To the uninitiated,